Today's date
is the 10th.
Is the 10th of May 2000. Yisrael seid gesund, Yisrael tom hatzlocha,
Yisrael
seid gebencht, Zier, and Yashem Rafaecha. Reb Asher, where were you born? What town were you born in?
I was born in Fulda, Germany.
Fulda?
Yeah, Germany. Fulda is the town of where the Ramchief was about. I was in, yeah.
And where were your father lived in Fulda?
Yeah.
Your parents lived in Fulda?
Yeah.
What did your father do?
My father was in the textile business.
He was a gvir?
Textile, no.
Wasn't a gvir. How many, he had brothers and sisters?
Well, I have two brothers and one sister. I had.
You had, they're still alive? No.
No.
You're the last one?
Yeah.
And you remember your grandparents?
Sure.
They were still alive yet?
Because, sure. My parents, they had a store in Fulda from a clothing store.
Do you remember your great-grandparents?
No.
Just your grandparents?
Yeah.
And now your grandparents from your mother's side, what was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Rosenthal.
Rosenthal?
Yes.
And do you remember them also? They were alive then also?
No.
Just your father's parents?
Yeah.
And how old were you, let's say, when they were nifta, the grandparents?
I was... About 9 years old.
9 years old.
And when... Yeah. And you, my grandfather was nifta.
And your grandmother was nifta later?
The grandmother was nifta later.
And are they in Fulda, the base island in Fulda? Are you ever back there since after the war?
Yes.
You went there to see the forum?
Yes.
Your father is there also in Fulda?
Yes.
And the base island is well kept up?
Yeah. My mother is not in base island.
It's a different base island?
Yeah. Because after my father passed away, in 1933, right mm-hmm. after the Russia came on, came on was elected as came to power, and my mother stayed for a while in Fulda, but then she got sick, she went to a home, and,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
And
this is important, isn't it?
Everything is important. You have to get a history. Did you in Europe? I saw an article that you learned in yeshivas in Europe. Did you? Was there a cheder in Fulda? Did you go to a cheder?
No. The school.
Your father sent you to yeshiva.
Really?
Eventually, your father. You went to yeshiva in Europe before you came to the United States.
Yes.
Where?
I went to Telz.
Telz. You went from Fulda to Telz.
Telz. Yeah, yeah.
Now that was very unusual that a German bacher should go from Fulda to Telz.
You're absolutely
so how did
right.
that come about?
I said before I went to Telz, this was my father was masking to send me to Frankfurt. The boys yeshiva for 1 year only. Then I should go in. I should learn a profession,
mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, the Hitler came to power. On one of my friend's brother. He went to the Telz a year before.
From Fulda?
From Fulda, yeah.
That was very unusual.
The mayor, Mayor Levy?
Yes, Mayor Levy.
Mayor Levy, he was the one, he went. Yeah, but it was sure.
Mm-hmm.
He went there. When he came back full of his virus, mm-hmm. And Hitler came to power. It was Sasa Koischer. So my father was on, rest in peace, He was maskim to, I should go to for 2 years.
To Tels?
To Tels, yeah.
And you never went to Frankfurt?
No.
You never went to Frankfurt?
No.
And how old were you when you came to Tels? How old a bucha were you when you came?
I was 16.
16. And what year was that?
1933.
33. Right when Hitler came to power, you must remember.
Yeah. He came in March, and in May I went to Tels.
Mm. So when you came to Tels, how did you get into Tels? How did you get into? Didn't you have to have a ticket for hair?
No.
They had a lot more than a few Bochum
from Germany, so they decided, they designated that all the Bochum should learn with them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you hadn't learned Gemara really before. Had you learned Gemara before that?
Yeah.
Well, with a lehrer, where did you learn?
The Dayan.
What's the Dayan?
The Dayan was the Rabbi Kunstan from Kol Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And
he learned with you and didn't fold.
Not with you, but with you, with his son, with a shear. He had a shear. Yeah.
So then you came to Tels, and how many years were you in Tels?
I was in Tels for 4 years. But after 2 years, my parents wanted me to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Very much. I went back after 2 years. Am I not for a visit?
You hadn't gone home to visit for 2 years?
Yeah.
You didn't go home, Ben Azmanim, Pesach, Yontif, Sukkot.
It's not like here in America.
How long of a trip was it to go from Tels to Fulda?
Tels took about 8 hours.
By train.
By train.
But you didn't go home for 2 years?
No, first of all, we didn't have the money, because
mm-hmm.
it was expensive. And it wasn't like this, that you pick yourself up and go to Los Angeles.
Right. Come back the same day.
Yeah.
So, who was the Rosh Hashiva then in Tels when you were there?
We had the three Rosh Hashivas. One was the Rosh Hashiva.
What were their names?
From Yitzchak. Bloch, the son of Joseph Bloch.
Yeah.
And he had Rabbi Meir Bloch.
Rabbi Meir.
The Bloch Hashiva. And Rabbi Sriel Rabinovich. Rabbi Chaim Rabinovich, his son.
And who was the Mashgiach?
One of the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi von Mitzvah, the brother, they had a third brother of Salmon. He was the Mashgiach, Salmon Bloch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is. So important.
And who was your rabbi then?
Me.
Who was your rabbi?
The rabbi. I had two rabbis. The first man, Chaim Volk, learned with me. Volk.
Yeah.
And then other man, his brother, Shmuel Volk.
Mm-hmm.
Shmuel Volk came here to America later. He was a Rosh Hashiva in YU.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of him?
Yes, I did hear of him.
Yeah?
Yeah, when he was away, Shiva and YU, yeah. I did hear of him, yeah. He wrote some Sforum also.
Oh, yeah, I have it.
Yeah, he wrote.
Of Tumen and Tarek.
Yeah, great, tremendous, I don't know. Yeah. So after Tels, where did you go after Tels?
After Tels, I went to Kamenitz.
Kamenitz, yeah. And how long were you there?
2.5 years.
So one second, if you went in 1933, so you went from 33 to 37, you were in Tels.
Yeah.
And 37 to 39, you were in Kamenitz. That was the beginning of the war already, 39.
Then
what happened? Where'd you go then?
Where'd I go then?
On 39.
I was in Kamenitz when the war broke out.
Right.
Yeah. But, ten days before Rosh Hashanah was.
October broke out October 39, I think the war.
That was in September.
September
39. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you see, you know.
And then what happened?
And then what happened? So all of a sudden, Shabbos Bereishis, we, in the week from Shabbos Bereishis, we heard that there was a pact between Russian and
Germany.
And Lithuania.
Lithuania, yeah.
Yeah. And they said they would see the Russian got a right to use their airfields on another concession, and for that they promised them that they would give Vilna back to Lithuania. There's a story in that. Vilna originally belonged to Lithuania,
right,
after the First World War, but Poland was a much bigger power, so they forced them to give up Vilna, and they took Vilna away from Lithuania, and the whole time there was no communication from Lithuania to Poland. You couldn't go, you couldn't send mail, nothing. It was severe war.
From the First World War on.
After
the First World War.
And when we heard that Vilna will become Lithuania,
mm-hmm.
We saw hope to get out of there from Poland. But Poland was the German and the Russian made a pact,
mm-hmm.
and divided Poland.
Right.
Yeah. Communists fell to the Russian section.
Communists was which in section? Whose section was communists in?
We? In the Russian
section.
So we have to get out. We had to get out from there. We couldn't stay there. But we saw this. And other parts of Poland belonged to Germany. Yeah. So I forgot something right here. So since we knew that Vilna will given to Lithuania, so we got an idea to go there now to Lithuania while it is still in Russia, you know.
Not
a Vilna. Vilna, yeah. And later on, when the Vilna will be given to Lithuania, we will be in Lithuania. And this will be.
That was the Cheshvan. So you went to Vilna.
Yeah.
The whole yeshiva went.
See?
Communist yeshiva went.
Communist yeshiva who wasn't communist,
yeah.
Because it was Benes Manim.
We went
to the Shabbos Bereishis. There are other stores, a lot of stores.
Then what happened after that? You went to Vilna.
Yeah. Were
you married yet at that time? You're
no.
Still a bacher.
A lot of stores before yet. When we were in Vilna. In Vilna, became everybody around to Vilna. The other Jews also. We didn't have a room. We slept in the basement for three weeks.
You slept mamish in the basement?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they ate that. They had a room where they used it as a kitchen, a dining room. And after that, we were in the winter time in Vilna. But
there's a story about the Nazi coming to your room, come in here.
No.
Yeah. Oh, took away your tefillin. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you want to.
Let's hear the story. Of course I want it. I want to hear the story.
It's upsetting, that's why.
It's upsetting. All right.
Three to four days before Rosh Hashanah, you know, the Germans didn't come here to the communists yet, from the invasion. So there was a shaila, what should the yeshiva do? Should yeshiva remain there and be in Russian hands? Or should yeshiva go away, flee?
To where? Flee to where?
Towards Germany, because they divided Poland.
So there was a half a minute to go to the German side.
To half a minute to Germany, yeah. First of all, we didn't know what the Germans were. See, the atrocities that from later on with the concentration camps, because
it hadn't started yet.
So we had we took our twin, and we were ready to go. We did ganz schön. The twin in hand, and so we went to the Rosh Hashiva, so I bore there. And we asked him, what should we do? What were the two stolen two sites? One, the Truman was of the opinion we should go to the German. Maybe we will be in Sakona, but they don't, they'll let us learn, we could be in, they don't forbid the religion, you know. We could be religion, we could be nur das Kupfelbein against the Sakona. On the other hand, das hat Rabbi Rungalen, Rabbi Naftoli was a father-in-law of Rabbi Rungalen, he was a Mashkia. He had gehalt, nein, you're not allowed to put your Kupfelbein in Sakona. We should go to the Russian. And there was, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to teach the Torah. They were very anti-religious, you know.
Communists.
Communists, ganz Russian.
Yeah.
If they caught you that you taught children Torah, or the, you have a cheder, they sent you to Siberia. So Rabbi Naftoli said, oh, we could find the places, we could learn in cellars, but physically you're more or less sure that they wouldn't shepherd you. So this was decided. This was where they had to decide.
What should he decide?
It took him about 4 hours. We called him out of the elder Bochum from the yeshiva, and he came out. In the meantime, he asked for this, he asked for the Bruman and for the Moshe and these Adams, and he couldn't, he didn't know what to do. all of a sudden, about 4 hours later, he came out, and he was a different person. He had a roar. So he said, in a shaila, feeling in the forces, when if you have a shaila on you, be able to weigh both stodim, both stodim are equal, is Shef al Taisi Apsak. Azehodera Kabbalah from Rob Yoshebeer. Shef al Taisi is Apsak.
Shef al Taisi is
Apsak. So what do you mean?
We'll stay where we are.
Yeah.
Which was by the Russians.
By the Russians, yeah.
Then eventually you had to go to Vilna. Were many Bochum of the Kamenetz Yeshiva eventually saved? Many of them were saved?
Oh.
Many of them survived the war for Kamenetz?
Not many. After Bochum to remain in Poland, in Russia, in Kamenetz, or in their hometown, they went for the vacation. They were sent to Siberia.
And many of them didn't survive.
But
many of them didn't come back.
No, more came back than they died.
Alright, so then you came to Vilna. When was your book Ben Nifte?
Two months after.
In Vilna?
Wait a minute, it was Kislev and me, 6 weeks after we went to Vilna.
He was Nifte?
Yeah, we were Nifte, yeah. So, Vilna, there were too many yeshivas, too many, we had to go out from there. The government didn't allow Zoom with so many people.
There was too many yeshiva lights.
So we went to Rasein, our yeshiva went to Rasein, we were very... very welcomed.
Where was that?
In Lithuania.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where were you during the war? What happened during the war then?
Then all of a sudden, in midsummer, we heard a meiser that we could get a visa to go out of Russia. Once you are in Lithuania,
Japanese visa from Japan?
Yeah.
But I heard it was very controversial what to do then. The Yotsunem and Nisunem and the visas.
But
there was a Chalukideus then also.
There wasn't getting kind of Chalukideus.
No, yeah, everybody took the visa. You took a Japanese visa, and where did you go?
No.
How did that come?
We went to Lithuania. So in order to get out of Lithuania, we have to go through Russia.
Right.
Russia would not let us go through unless we have a place where to go after we leave Russia.
Right.
Because they were afraid when we come to Russia, we'll stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know. So there was I tell the yeshiva man, knows a good word. He spoke to the council of Netherlands, the Holland council, and he worked out that he should give a visa to Curaçao. Curaçao is one of the...
Right, the Netherlands protectorate, whatever.
But this was going to swear. It was nothing, because as far as Holland is concerned, you need a visa. But in order to get in, you need a permission from the governor of Curaçao.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Right.
So, all right, in visa. So I spoke to the Machia, and I heard of them. So then I asked Machus if I could go to get the visa in Curaçao. He told me, Curaçao? What's Curaçao? You came to Honolulu. I say, Honolulu, this is going out. Topia, if somebody wants to say, going to Honolulu. Dann habe ich gesagt, dass ich, also somebody is in the water und he hat schon, he could go under, he hat to run on the straw,
Right.
Das ist, told me, all right. So we got the visa in Curaçao to gain. Then did we have the visa in Curaçao, the Japanese consul gave us an exit visa, a transit visa. That means
a transit visa for to go.
To go through.
To go through Japan.
Japan. So when, the Russians say, we wouldn't remain in Russia because. We could go to Japan,
mm-hmm.
So they gave us the visa there.
Okay.
So
you went. You went through. You got on a train and you went through Russia.
Yeah.
You and a Balkan from Kamenets. A lot of.
They didn't have the money to go. So I sold my watch and I sold the fountain pen.
During all this time, where were your parents?
The parents were in Germany.
They were in concentration camps already.
No, they didn't go to camp.
What happened?
My father passed away before.
Before?
My mother was sick in the hospital. In the hospital, in the home.
A home.
Yeah.
And she was also lifted before the war started?
In the war.
So then you went by train across Russia.
Yeah, there are a lot of stories in the train and for the train. And I saw them in Japan.
You came where? Which town in Japan did you come? Kobe?
Kobe, yeah.
You came Kobe.
You came.
Then you went to Shanghai afterwards?
No,
you stayed in Kobe for the whole war?
No.
Then what? Then what happened?
Let me tell you.
Okay, I'm ready.
It happened. We were in the train, there's a storm comes with the boat that brought us from Vladivostok to Kobe. In Kobe, yeah, all right. We were in Kobe. Then I had here a distant cousin in America, and I got in touch with him. He should give me a visa. That time, you need an affidavit to get a visa.
Right. An affidavit that somebody is going to. A healthy rice when you
get something. Yeah, it wouldn't be a burden to...
Right, to America, chas v'shalom, too much of a burden.
Yeah,
you need an affidavit.
So you went, to everybody, couldn't get, finally got an affidavit for me.
Why couldn't he give himself an affidavit for you?
They didn't get an affidavit.
What?
He was an armed man, actually. Finally got an affidavit from Max Stern. Max Stern is from the same town as I am.
Fulda.
Yeah, and he knew me from before, so he gave him an affidavit for me. And he writes there that he earns $350 a week.
That's what he wrote?
Yeah. And this was a
Heinrab then.
Heinrab,
yeah.
Okay, so he got it. And that's the... The visa at that time went by quarter,
mm-hmm.
Each country had a certain quarter that they taken from that country, so and so many people,
mm-hmm.
And I was a German citizen,
right.
nobody from Germany went in America in the was before Pearl Harbor.
This was in 1940? What
1940, yeah.
What month in 1940 are you saying you're talking about?
May.
May of 1940.
Yeah,
and you took a ship then from Kobe?
No, but wait a minute. I'm talking in May of 41.
And Pearl Harbor was?
In December.
December of 41,
yeah.
So this was before.
Yeah. So I got my visa, that time the consul
came. Did you see in Kobe or in Japan, did you see Reverend Cutler there?
Yeah, sure.
You were together with him in Kobe. That was the first time you met him. In Kobe.
Yeah.
So tell me about the first time that he also did the same thing. He got through with a visas to get through.
And he got
from Vilna. He was in Vilna also.
Yeah.
With Kletz.
But he was a Polish citizen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked out here a special visa for him.
Visa for him.
For him. For the under visa.
Yeah.
So
you met him in Kobe?
Met him in Kobe, yeah.
And what was telling me about? Do you remember the first time you met him? If what he said to him, or what he did, anything that you remember about? Do you remember anything about?
No.
Okay. Did you go with him to America? No.
He for me.
He also came, I think, in 1941.
Before
Pearl Harbor, he came.
Yeah, I also came before Pearl Harbor.
So you must have come about the same time to San for the different ship.
Yeah, my ship or the last ship that came from
Japan to San Francisco.
Yeah,
before Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
Where was your wife during all this time? You got married in America. You're an American? What's your name, your maiden name?
Gewirtz.
And your parents lived here in America during that time?
Yes, yeah.
On the Lower East Side?
Formerly,
Yeah, then they moved to Williamsburg? Gewirtz? Okay. So we're getting there, though. First, now we came across the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And now we're in San Francisco.
Yes.
Then what happened? Who picked you up at San Francisco? Where did you go when you came? You came with another Bachram on the ship?
One of my friends.
He was a German citizen also?
Yeah. Also. But?
Unger, right? Michel Unger. He left here in Ebel.
Yeah. So today,
but all the Bachram that came to Japan and to Shanghai, they were all saved.
But
those that got those visas, from the Japanese, the transit visa, and from the Netherlands, they were those that were able to do that were saved.
Yeah,
the ones that stayed there, they were Nebuch Umgekommen, a lot of them.
Because when the Poland knew that the German, the Russian, when they knew that the Germans are going to attack them, you know, they sent all the non-citizens, they sent to Siberia.
They sent to Siberia?
Yeah, those remained.
The ones from Lithuania, from Vilna, they went to Siberia also?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vilna became Russian also.
Became Russian, yeah.
So
then in May of 1941, you took a ship from
in June,
you took a ship from Japan to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then when you came to San Francisco, what happened then?
There was a committee that took me.
There was a committee of people.
I stayed there for a few days, and then I took a train to New York.
To your cousin?
My cousin was not so religious. To Williamsburg.
Where did you go? Williamsburg? Where did you stay when you came?
I stayed with the Kamenitsa.
By Reb Reuven.
I didn't stay with him. I took a room.
He had also come, Reb Reuven. He got out.
Yeah. He came at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Yeah. But
then what happened? Did you go to the, they had a, in White Plains, were you ever in White Plains?
We learned in the Basin Metro store in the Portland Stiebel and Division Avenue.
Cheryshevsky.
Me?
Who took care of, that was Rabbi Cheryshevsky took care of it.
Nobody could took care of it. We have our own.
Who was there in that for Stiebel?
Me?
Who organized that Oilam that you were learning there?
Of Nosen. Who organized?
You knew Rav Nosen from Kamenetz?
No.
Because he had learned in Kamenetz also, Stichel Tzeit.
Yeah, well, not in my time.
Not in your time, yeah. So,
who
organized that Oilam that learned, that came back? I mean, Rav Nosen said it was the first Oilam that was organized,
yeah,
was by Rabbi Cheryshevsky, and he paid, yeah, Chalukah. And then, then he went away, and he became, he took a job by Rav Huttner as a Mashgiach, and then he went to White Plains. That's what I remember. Rav Nosen.
Who was Rav Nosen?
Yeah, you and Rav Nosen. First you were in a Stiebel someplace, you're learning.
The Polish Stiebel.
The Polish Stiebel,
yeah.
In Williamsburg.
Yeah.
But who put that together? You and Rav Nosen?
That is White Plains.
Yeah.
Rav Nosen, Shmuel Schechter, and Mordechai Yaffe.
Mordechai Yaffe.
Yeah.
You were there also?
Was, yeah.
Did you go to Boston? Were you in Boston?
No.
With the Oilam that went to Boston?
The Oilam was Muslim, came back to
Rav Nosen was in Boston?
Yeah.
And Rav Shmuel Schechter was in Boston also?
I think so, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. So Mordechai Yaffe was in Boston?
Yeah.
And they were there for 6 months. They were only there a short time.
Yeah.
And then they came back and they made White Plains.
Yeah.
What is it about? And Bishko, do you remember Rabbi Bishko?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. You knew him?
No, how could I? I came to yeshiva in 63.
Oh, in 63?
Yeah. I wasn't even by Rav Aaron. I came the first Zman after Rav Aaron was Nifter.
Oh.
By the first Zman by Rav Schneer. In April.
You came from
St. Louis.
Me?
I came from St. Louis, from Shmuel Feivelson.
Oh, you been
before that? I was by the London Brothers. Yeah. So you went to White Plains.
So they organized it.
Yeah, and who else? And you were there, and then you came to Lakewood in '43. You were there for a couple of years. They had the yeshiva there.
Yeah.
And then you came to Lakewood.
Yeah.
With the Oilam from White Plains. They closed White Plains down.
Yeah. White Plains.
Were you married yet then? When did you get married?
In the last 2 months from White Plains.
The last few months from White Plains.
Yeah.
You got married.
We went in.
So you lived yet in White Plains?
No.
No, nobody lived there. They used to take the subways there and.
Sure.
So where did you live when you got married, your first...
My mystery,
in Williamsburg?
Williamsburg, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved to Lakewood? You took an apartment in Lakewood?
Yeah.
Where in Lakewood? Where was your first apartment?
First apartment? But...
We had a room with... At Rabbi Genauer had a room. Hesh Genauer.
Yeah.
It was a lady who rented out a room. We had a room and a kitchen we shared.
Where was that? What street are we talking about?
Fifth Street.
Fifth between Street. Where and where? What was the address of Fifth Street?
205, it's between Clifton and...
And Lexington.
And Lexington. Between Clifton and Lexington.
Yeah. On Fifth Street.
On Fifth Street, yeah. Knauers was there, and we, and more, who else? No.
What's his name? Oh, I'm not here anymore.
The Mrs. The Chutzpah,
Who was the other man?
Yeah.
His mother was there.
It's all Berkshire?
Yeah.
From the original group that came to Lakewood in 1943.
Yeah.
I think Rav Mordechai Yaffe told me that they came to Lakewood, Tynes Esther, 1943.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Yeah.
That's when the yeshiva started.
No.
When did it start?
Rosh Chodesh year.
It started Rosh Chodesh year.
Yeah.
In 1943.
Yeah. But they moved out before me.
But they came like to start things. I mean, to
yeah. To,
do you
to
remember?
Organize it.
Do you remember when they bought the building, the very first building, 617 Sixth Street?
Sure.
Who? How did they? How did that happen? Tell me what? How that? Who was the real estate broker?
The real estate broker was Nasher Rabinovitz.
He was the yes, I remember him. He was still alive when I came to Lakewood.
Yeah.
And Nasher Rabinovitz.
Nasher Rabinovitz.
And why did they come to Lakewood? Why did they decide to come to Lakewood? Why did Rabbi? What was wrong with White Plains? White Plains is a beautiful area.
Yeah. The reason is, one thing is, Reb Aaron didn't want to be in New York.
But White Plains is not New York, really.
Let me...
Yes, I'm sorry.
He didn't want to, because in New York there are too many distractions, too many disturbances, and this cannot be, has to be out of New York. And he wants to have a yeshiva where you should have... No, nothing should disturb you from learning. So we looked around, and I didn't look around.
Who looked around?
Mr. Motrayafi and Shmuel Schechter, and they came up with Lakewood. Why Lakewood? Lakewood at that time was a resort. You know, you couldn't go to Miami because it was in the war. And it was a military zone, so they couldn't go to Miami. So people used to come to Lakewood for a rest. Mm-hmm. There was a time there were 105 hotels in Lakewood.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Bigger, smaller. The biggest hotel was the Lawn of the Pines.
There were rooming houses.
So they decided on Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason that that's in Lakewood. When they figured people come, they're for a vacation, the Kibirim coming, first of all, they get acquainted with the yeshiva, and second of all, they will help support the yeshiva. That was the Lakewood. The building is like this. This house, 617 6th Street, 617 6th Street, this was the address from the first house.
Right.
Belonged to a goy, Sullivan, the owner of from Sullivan Van Lines. Sullivan Van Lines.
Sullivan Van Lines, yes.
Yeah.
And
this,
that belonged to Sullivan.
Yes, to Sullivan, yeah. Mm-hmm. And as a former goy, in fact, he had a chapel in the building.
He had a chapel in there.
Yeah. He sold the whole the building with all the furnitures, with everything. The furniture line was worth maybe $50,000-$60,000.
At that time.
Yeah. So
how much did the building cost? Do you remember?
The building cost $15,000.
$15,000.
Yeah, $15,000.
And who came up with that money?
We. Well. So the Menashe Rabinovitz said this was yeshiva. He doesn't want to take commission. His commission was $1,500.
Right.
Yeah. As
10%.
10%. Yeah. First commission. So when the guy said, the guy asked him, why don't you take this? That's a religious organization. So if you could be so good, so generous, I give also $1,500.
I'm also giving $1,500.
Yeah. So it costs, yeah.
So that was already $3,000 off the price. So it cost him $12,000.
No, there were Bunim, everyone was going to be Kaufmann and Shapiro and Feierstein.
From Boston.
They put together
the money.
Money, yeah.
And they bought the building.
They bought the building. On Pesach, we are... I came out for Pesach.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, my wife. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. We had the seder, the yeshiva.
In the yeshiva.
In the yeshiva, yeah. And that Pesach, they made for $26,000 for the yeshiva.
That Pesach. My Balabatim came from the hotels.
Yeah,
came to visit the yeshiva.
Yeshiva, yeah. I don't know who made the money. This $26,000 were enough for half a year.
For the whole kollel.
For the whole kollel and the yeshiva, all expenses.
The first oilam was just coiling light, was just like, yeah. Do you remember who they were, who the first oilam was?
I have it in my, more or less.
Where do you have it, you say? You have something?
In my office.
The Rebbetzin has hanging their wall a list of the first.
Yeah, I have that.
Should
I get it?
Yeah, I'd like to
who
see
was?
It.
Of the original people.
Where is it?
But if I go here, I'll be in the...
That's
town.
Okay. That's all right. No, you won't. If you go over there, you'll be all right.
Well, where is it? You tell me, I get it. Yeah.
So, do you remember who they were, the first...
Yeah.
Who were they?
From in Lakewood.
Yeah.
There was a Nosen on Moshe Eisman was there. And I found Yitzhak Hoffman and Genauer und es ist alles und Pesach Kohn, Schmuel Scheinberg, Jan Weisberg and Kanarek and Isby. Isby was a sehr verwohntes Mann.
Were there any Bochum there? Was just all Jungleit?
The Bochum was born. One Bochum was that he came with his uncle Simchel Siesel.
Lubavitz.
Lubavitz, yeah.
And who was his uncle?
Simchel Siesel, no.
He was a Bochum when he came, Simchel Siesel?
He was also Bochum. But Herschel Kaplan was.
Who was the first bacher in yeshiva besides Jingleit? Who was the very first bacher that you remember? Was it
Herschel Kaplan?
Herschel Kaplan,
yeah, yeah.
And he was the nephew of Simchel Siesel.
Yeah, Simchel Siesel's sister was married to his father.
Did the Rosh Yeshiva give you the White Plains? Right, the city of White Plains is outside of New York. It's really outside of New York. It's a vald. Even today, it's a vald. So, I don't understand the cheshbon of going out of New York. I never understood that. What do you mean going out of New York? White Plains is out of New York. White Plains is no different than Lakewood about being out of New York. What's the chilik, White Plains and Lakewood? The only chilik I do understand is because there were hotels in Lakewood. And there were no... It was not a resort, White Plains. But the cheshbon of going out of New York, can you explain to me what does the Rosh Yeshiva, what was wrong with White Plains?
The White Plains, we had no shaykhus with the community in the West. We were in the shul and...
And in Lakewood you had shaykhus with the community?
Yeah, about that.
What do you mean?
Nissen Wachsman was the...
Was the Rav.
Rav, yeah.
And there was a day school there. Do you remember Bezalel Goldstein?
Sure.
There was no day school yet then.
No.
It started later.
The day school? Maybe the day school was here. The Chayyo started later. The day school was here.
So you came to Lakewood, that was the yeshiva that started Rosh Chodesh Iyar.
Yeah.
Do you remember Masechta that they learned the first Zman?
Gittin.
They learned Gittin. And the yeshiva said Shurim?
Yeah.
And he moved to Lakewood?
Wait.
This is the book from the Tat Cheshbon.
White Plains 42. Manus Moore. Where did you get this?
It's a list of the Yingleit who learned in White Plains in 1942. Who were they?
Well, I think they're also there now.
This is White Plains. But where did you see?
I always kept it.
What?
I liked it. I always kept it.
Yeah. As you know, it's the Kaufman House.
Who were the Yungalite there that says that they were in white planes in 1942?
Do I have Schreiber listed?
Three Yungalite were in white planes.
Yes.
Motrayafe. Two Nosen was yes, but Nosen was commuting.
I mean, he was commuting to white planes.
Yeah.
He was married already. He lived in Williamsburg, and he was commuting.
Yeah.
And Reb Shmuel Schechter came right away to Lakewood, that first Zman? Reb Shmuel Schechter?
Yeah, no. He was never in Lakewood.
He was never in Lakewood. He was just in White Plains. Did you go together with Reb Nosson and Mordechai Yaffe to Reb Aaron to talk to him about being the Rosh Hashiva of the...
No.
Did you ever have any conversation with Reb Aaron about being the Rosh Hashiva of the...
No.
Where did the name Beis Medrash Gevoya come from?
The Shmuel Schechter.
Shmuel Schechter?
Yeah.
That was what it was in White Plains, the name? He gave it the name, Beis Medrash Gevoya.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Beis Medrash Gevoya.
Shmuel Schechter was the Mechadish of that.
Yeah.
But he never came to Lakewood.
No.
Oh. Be careful. I'm sorry. Am I in your way? So, are you all right?
Yeah.
Why didn't Reb Shmuel Schechter come over to Lakewood?
I don't know. I cannot enter this. I don't know.
So, what was the first conversations that you can remember that you had with Reb Aaron?
Reb Aaron, she gave it up with him to read in Anna Schmeitze. And then she was one of... The asked me kashis when the chef smites.
You asked him a kashis?
No, he asked me.
He asked you?
Yeah. If I had him to, yeah.
So did Rabbi Bishko was there from the beginning?
Who?
In Lakewood.
Yeah, he was in Lakewood. In White Plains also.
He was in White Plains also. But he had gone away, and then the Roshiva asked him to come back.
Not to my knowledge.
But he was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Now I heard that there was a din Torah.
Yes.
What was that all about?
We.
What was that about, the din Torah?
Because when Moshe Eisman came to the lake for the AES Bishko, was he said, I've been a shamus, you know. I mean, a shamus. There, shamus. He might say that Rabbi Bishko wants to be the Balabos, and Rabbi Aaron should be there as Dr. Shia. It should be his employee. You know, his employee. He should be on. He wants to say. When he should say she and when he shouldn't say she. Das ist, was she da drin hat, gesagt, ich bin gar nicht, aber in seinem Machschobe ist gewesen, zu sein der ganze Ballabos, und bei ihm ist, wie erst waren, nicht mir, aber wie erst waren, when he came here a little later, you know, to speed unser Roshiva in White Plains. So he said this following. He said, Itza kenne nicht, er ist einfach nur mit der Zloch, hat so lange. So später, wenn es wird, wenn er ein bisschen geringer, wenn wir kommen zu reden mit ihm. But he said, wenn ich mache Roshiva, bin ich der Balabos. Und ihr versteht, nicht man nimmt ihn, er nimmt uns.
Yeah.
Das hat er sehr getan, meistens gewinnen. But he knows from experience, weil er macht ihm keine Schiebe. Kann nicht sein, das. So, und das ist, und es tut ihm, maybe a year's time bis man da alles gefunden Bischke was was sie mundet. Das war sie. Und das hat waren gesagt, das kann sein.
So they went to a dentist. Were you by the dentist?
Yeah.
You yourself were there. Who were the Dayano?
Dayon was Rosenberg from
the OU? By Rosenberg, who was like...
No, the goodest Rabbon was going to be Rabbi Rosenberg.
Yeah.
And Gedenkenschwer.
Rabbi Bick? Rabbi Moshe Bick?
Maybe.
Rabbi Bick's father, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Rabbi Bick's father.
Yeah, maybe. Aber ich weiß nicht mehr. Moshe Eisman hat da geredet.
For the Reshiva?
Yeah.
He said, like, what about Yanko Weisberg? Was he there also?
Yeah, sure.
The whole yeshiva came to the... to the Dentere? And what did they paskin?
Wie?
What did they paskin?
But the Rabban is the yeshiva and he has to leave.
Did they have to pay him any money?
Yeah, some, yeah, that's what it is.
And how many years was that after? That was in 1943 or 1944, like a year after the yeshiva?
Year after the yeshiva. And the year and a half after the yeshiva was out. When did he leave?
Do you remember Rabbi Bischko, Robertson?
Sure.
And his wife?
She was such a nice woman.
Yeah.
Never fought.
Mm-hmm.
Suffered very much.
Why?
She had two sons that were stuck in Russia.
Aye.
She missed them very much. She was always crying.
They got out eventually after the war?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I never heard that they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The yeshiva, when did Reb Nosson, the yeshiva lived in Lakewood?
No. No.
He used to come only Shabbosim?
Only Shabbosim used to come.
He used to come Friday morning?
Friday afternoon.
Right.
And he used, in the summertime, he used to say Shia, 5 o'clock Shabbos. And sometimes Chatzor or Anders on Sunday, and then he used to go to New York the whole week.
So he came Friday afternoon and left Sunday afternoon. And the shir was on Shabbos. So Virti Yeshiva, when he wasn't there?
We had a vad.
He had a vad.
A vad, yeah.
Who was on the vad?
What?
The vad ran the yeshiva.
The vad, ten junge leid, eight junge leid, das vad was the yeshiva. We used to have meetings.
You have meetings?
You have meetings, some other.
So who was like the Rosh HaMadabrim in the meetings?
We had the Mamuna.
Who was the Mamuna?
The Mamuna is every month a different Mamuna.
What was the Mamuna's job?
The Mamuna's job, he had a book to write to who it comes in time to davening.
Yeah.
They had to pay him class.
You had to pay a class?
Yeah.
Did you used to come in time to davening, Rabbi Katz?
Yeah.
Sometimes not.
And you have to ask the Rishus if you wanted to go to New York, you wanted to miss the Seder.
Who did you ask Rishus from?
From the Mamuna.
From the Mamuna. And every month the Mamuna was different.
The difference,
were you ever a Mamuna?
Yeah, sure.
And when somebody came to ask you Rishus, did you ever say no?
We?
If somebody asked you Rishus to go to New York, did you ever say no?
It depends what the reasons were.
And they took turns being the Mamuna. You were a Mamuna for 1 month every time they changed?
Yeah.
But there was no like Rosh Chabura between the 10 Yingalite?
No.
Between the Yingalite, there was no like...
No.
But the Rosh Yeshiva was responsible to raise the money. Yeshiva Rabaran was responsible to raise the money. Not the vad.
Not the vad, not to do with the money.
They just ran the yeshiva internally.
Yeah.
Like who paid the electric bills and all this?
The vad, Benny Eisenberg's father, Jacob Eisenberg, the coin of the war. He was like a stickle officer in office.
He
took care of the
But he wasn't in the yeshiva, you mean, officially? He was one of the Yingalite?
Yeah.
He was like an administrator in the office.
No, he wasn't a Jungerman. He was not a Jungerman.
So who was the first administrator? Besides Rabbi Bishko was the first executive director.
Yeah.
Of the yeshiva.
Yeah.
But who was the first administrator? Eisenberg?
Yeah.
And
Benny Eisenberg's father, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the one though that went to find the building and everything originally was Reb Motche Yaffe, Zecheinu Levracha, and maybe Yankel Weisberg or Reb Shmuel Schechter. Was more Reb Motche Yaffe seems to be that he was more involved in finding the. He went out with Menashe Rabinowitz to find the building, to negotiate the building. He was more involved in that. And this Eisenberg, he was like in the office. Yeah. They had an office in the building?
An office, I don't remember. They had a stickle desk in it. Because it was really neat, an office.
When did the office start in New York for the yeshiva? I remember when I came to yeshiva, it was on 155th Avenue.
Yeah,
was there an office before that?
Yes.
When was the first office in New York?
In the first office was in 7th Avenue by Mr. Moshe Langer.
In his office?
In his office.
It started the office.
Yeah.
And who was the first person there who was working there?
The first person is working there.
Were you working then in the office?
No.
When did you start working for the yeshiva yourself?
At 49.
So from 43 to 49, you were your full-time learning. And then in 49, you started working. And you worked. You moved to New York?
In 54.
And from 49 to 54, where were you working? In Lakewood?
In Lakewood, yeah.
You had an office in Lakewood?
I had an office, yeah. And a room in 63, when you come in from the Brightwood Way, the right of the room on the right on the left side was a big room.
Right, there was a big room where there was a big conference table in that room that Mr. Hess donated. That conference table came from Mr. Hess's office that he donated the furniture. Yeah. That was your office there.
Yeah. And there was a desk in the left.
And who hired you to be? Who hired you, Reb Aaron? How did that come about that you started working for the yeshiva?
Yankel Weisberg asked me.
Yankel Weisberg was working already for the yeshiva then?
Well, he was
one of the Yingelite.
The Yingelite, yeah.
But he was already working then for the yeshiva?
Well, he was... No.
So why did he...
They asked me to take over the office.
Over from who? Who was there before you?
Mr.
Bishko.
Bishko. Und Baron... Was once Baron.
After Bishko left, who took over for him?
Me. For him?
Yeah.
Rubenstein.
Rabbi Rubenstein.
Yeah.
But he was an employee.
Yeah.
And he worked in Lakewood?
No.
He worked in New York?
No.
In Mr. Langer's office?
Yeah.
He was the first executive, he was the next executive director after Bishko, was Rabbi Rubenstein.
Yeah.
And... Is that right, Trevor?
Yeah.
There was somebody before him, no? Before Rubenstein.
And who was after Rubenstein?
The administrator was Weismann, Simcha Weismann worked for a while. And Label Baron worked for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then.
And Rabbi Weisberg asked you to work in Lakewood in the office?
Yeah.
And then you started working full time.
Yeah, but somebody asked all yeshiva if you could ask me.
Yeah. And then you started working. What was your job? What was your job then?
Was my job to see the kitchen, the goyim.
Yeah.
And the younger light, the checks, so should be. Everything.
How much did the quail get then in the beginning? How much was
in
it?
In the beginning.
How much was it a week?
$25 a week.
It was $25?
Yeah. And then for each child, they got $5 more.
When did it go up to $40 a week?
Me?
It eventually went to $40 a week.
This was later.
When I came to yeshiva, it was $40.
Yeah, $40. This was later. Yeah. When...
From 1949 to 54, you were working in Lakewood, in the yeshiva.
Yeah.
as in, like an administrator. Yes. You took care of the goyim, you took care of the kitchen, the food, ordering the food.
Yes, sure.
And the Rosh Yeshiva, though, was the fundraiser. Together, there was always like a Rubenstein or a Baron or somebody like Simcha Weissman that was a fundraiser.
No, fundraiser was the Rubenstein, Rabbi Rubenstein.
Rabbi Rubenstein was a fundraiser.
Yeah.
He took over. And the Rosh Yeshiva also used to go out raising money. Did you go out to raise money ever during that tikkufa?
Sure.
You went out with the Rosh Yeshiva?
Me?
To visit Balabatan?
Yes, sometimes we did to visit.
Do you remember ever going with the Rosh Yeshiva?
He was always going out of town.
Yeah? To raise money?
Yes.
So do you remember going with the Rosh Yeshiva to raise money?
Yes.
So tell me a story that happened with you and the Rosh Yeshiva when you went out to raise money for somebody.
Me?
Tell me something, an interesting story that happened when you were with the Rosh Yeshiva for Byron Cutler.
I've seen. Once we went to. Wait a minute.
Do you remember when they bought the building on 7th and Forest?
Yeah.
Who? Do you remember when they bought that building?
Yeah.
Why did they have to buy that building? What was wrong with the original building?
It was small.
They needed more space.
Because the yeshiva was growing.
Yeah.
And who was the broker for that building?
He
was involved in that, buying that building? In that building.
Yeah.
And do you remember how much they paid for it?
No.
They moved the base matters then over there.
Yeah.
Do you remember what year it was they bought that?
47.
They bought that in 47. This was all before Reb Schneer came to Lakewood. This all happened before Reb Schneer came.
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember when Reb Schneer came and his chasana and everything? Do you remember, I don't remember what year. Do you remember what year it was when he got married?
48.
That's when he came, 48. And when you were working in the yeshiva then, did you ever have any situation where a Baron told you to do directly to do something? Did he tell you to do something, you know, for the yeshiva?
Yes,
was he your boss? Was he your direct boss?
Yes.
Tell me what he said to you that you should do.
For instance, people used to come to the hotels for a vacation. So he asked me to go to see people and bring them to the yeshiva.
Mm-hmm. And you did, and you brought people to yeshiva?
Yeah.
That's how the Martin Klein, for example, used to come. Klein and Stephen Klein. That's how they got to know the Rosh Yeshiva. From coming to the hotels, they got to know Irving Bunim. From Varatzola. He was involved in Varatzola.
From the beginning. He was went into the train station to...
When he came in 1941,
He
was there at Pennsylvania Station to be Mekabel the Rosh Yeshiva.
Yeah.
And... So do you have any interesting story you can remember from your early days in 1943 when you came to Lakewood, from anything that Reb Aaron said that he did, anything interesting that you can remember?
I had to make Pesach a year, and then he had to rush over to Lakewood to make Pesach there.
She used to ask me to be Pesach to Lakewood with my school.
Yeah. Even after you moved, you mean?
Yeah.
He used to ask you to come for Pesach. And you were there for the storm? You came?
For some of it. They had their own storm.
So from 1949 till today, you worked for the yeshiva. There was no hefsek in between that you went to work anyplace else?
No.
You're working since that day, you're working for the yeshiva?
Yeah.
Knaher.
And Reb Schneer, when Reb Schneer took over, you used to work with Reb Schneer.
Sure.
So could you tell me an interesting story that you had with Reb Schneer?
I don't know.
But what they had with their son, Meir.
Yeah, they went through a lot.
He was engaged.
Yeah, he got married.
But Reb Schneer went to Detroit to tell them that they could relieve on the engagement.
On the shidduch, because he was sick.
It
was very hard. But they went through with the shidduch anyways, even though they knew he was very sick. And he had a daughter from who got married, Meir's daughter. I go to the Rebbetzin every year by the Yahrzeit. Shvi Shel Pesach is the Yahrzeit. I live down the street. I go, they have like a siyum. They have a little like a suda in the house in the afternoon usually. But it's very sad. So I start sad. So what do you say, Reb Usher? Touch up your whole, it's 56 years. Touch it up. How do you touch up the whole thing? The Lakewood, you've seen it grow from 10 Yungalite. Now, this is mine, it's over 3,000 people.
Yeah.
It's over 3,000 Talmidim, Kain Yerbu.
Yeah.
So let's hear what you... You're the only person that could look from the hole from the first day with Shchodesh Ir in 1943 till today. How do you... Tell me what your thoughts are.
Because Arne's person is in his... Hanhoge mit alles Ding was a gewaltiges Spur an die Wochen. You know, it's you used to see his whole Mahus wasn't Lakewood. His whole Mahus was teurer. Everything was teurer. You could was he never used to say Lakewood is the best yeshiva, Lakewood is the best yeshiva. Never used to say it's he was so glad to hear that Atzi Yeshiva was going, and that, because his mahus was teurer, and the ganze you saw real.
So, Busher, anything else you want to add?
Two things. In my arbeit in yeshiva, sometimes I had so much agot nefesh. Abends mit mir gegangen gegen mir, versteht? Und I wanted to quit a lot of times. When I came home at night, you know, and I saw the Rosh Hashanah, and I remember the Rosh Hashanah. And so, as I'm working for Yeshiva, for Yeshiva, everything just kept me going. You know? I wanted to get so grown. So much disgusted and this gefährlich was it. If I saw the picture from Rosh Hashiva, the skidman going again.
Well,
I told it to Balabos, who was a very good friend of mine, and he had the same thing. The same thing he told me also.
That he used to think about the Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah, and then
everything went away, all the aggravation.
Yeah.
And then you went back to work the next morning.
Yeah, In 1953, there was a demonstration in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, during Shabbos. And the police,
the Yiddish police.
The Yiddish police. Yeah, it's going to be a wir kommen zu Rosh Hashiva, wir darf machen eine Demonstration, darf machen der Protest gegen den Government. Rosh Hashiva gesagt, warte, 100%, wir müssen machen eine Sache. Nur was er hat gesagt, dass er, jetzt haben sie gefragt, wo sollen wir das machen? Er sagt, dass er, wie bald, es ist doch Ajid, gegen Ajid, sondern nicht gegen Goyen. Die Goyen darf nicht schließen von davon. Das ist eine jüdische Sache. Wir sollen das machen in der Hall. In der Hall. Das geht in der Hand an der Manhattan Center.
Ja.
In 34 Street. Hat er gesagt, wir sollen das machen in der Hall. Es ist Zeit, wir sind gekommen und noch andere. Everybody, die Participants, except Lubavitch, und damit Westen zu wissen. Ist mal weggegangen und sie haben gemacht. Nachdem haben sie gemacht die Protest in Union Square.
Wer hat gemacht die Protest?
Die Organizers von der DOS. Die, was sie kommen, so schieben, sagen, wir darf machen einen Protest. Die, was haben das organisiert.
Yeah.
Haben das organisiert, aber in Union Square. So, der Rosh Jeder hat keinen zu gehen. Was ist ja? Er will, er doch gewählt, die Goyim soll nicht wissen von der Fuhn. Yeah. Man soll es machen in einem Manhattan Center. So, right. So. Man kommt auch Schiebe, er soll kommen und sich beteiligen. So, ja. Yeah. Da gewinnt Badabatim, haben gesagt, Rosh Schiebe. Wie kommt das her? First of all, ihr doch Lateine. Ihr doch, war doch nicht gefolgt. Ja. Und dann also, und wen jener Sach Misruchi. Was sieht? Und eben wird gehen, und wird sagen, der Leg wurde der Anteil genommen in das, wird sein, er schaut nicht schieben, wird nicht geben, kein Geld für die Schiebe, Misruchi. Haben sie gefragt, ja, sie haben sich gehalten, aber der Rosh Hashiva darf nicht gehen.
Wer hat gehalten an der Rosh
Hashiva? Die Balabate.
Welche Balabate?
Die Gedenkstens. Mir hat gesagt, wir würden nicht sagen, Rosh Hashiva soll nicht gehen. Ja,
mit der Cover.
Ja, mit der Cover soll nicht gehen. Er geht, ja. Nun hat er weiter noch einmal gesagt, und hat das dritte Mal gesagt, du meinst, es wird seiner Kaiser Schiebe. Hat er Schiebe gekommen, wenn er bis hier hat sich ein bisschen aufgeregt, nämlich sagt, Leck wird Bodel werden und andere Schiebe, ich will nicht gehen, aber weggehen von meinem Das, die sehe nicht. Und soll Bodel, Leck wird Chor werden, sagt er, und ich will nicht gehen, aber weggehen von meinem Das.
Gehen. You mean the Balabatim were trying to pressure him?
Yeah, so nicht gehen.
So nicht gehen, and they said,
yeah, so Lake with Bottle Bear.
So Lake with Bottle Bear, and they were going to mit dem gestratscht, mit Geld. They weren't stratching the right person, mit Geld.
Es ging da zu schaffen, Lakewood zu erholen mit einem Jankoschiff.
Jankoschiff?
Ja.
Yeah.
Das ist da ganz Lakewood, das soll gekündigt werden, genau. Jankoschiff hat da gehalten. Ja.
Und was ist mit Reb Dave Schwartzman?
Was?
Hat gehalten von Reb Dave?
Sure. Wenn der Bleib so gekommen ist, habe ich gerade gelernt mit dem LSW. In der Kaffus und so.
Ja.
Hat der Schiebe mir gebeten, dass er so machen sein, er will LSW zu lernen mit dem Bleib. Und er hat mir zugesagt, dass er mit Tonart Teufel ruchen ist. Das ist cool.
Er hat dazu gesagt, er war so.
Ein Teufel in Ruchen ist, würde er mir gut.
So you gave up learning with Reb Dov and Rebellion you learned with him.
What?
Because you were Chavrusas with Reb Dov.
No, I'm with Reb Leiner.
With?
With Reb Yisrael.
With Reb Elia. And Reb Dov had Gevalt Leiner with
them. Or she was at Gevalt.
You could think when Matunga Fung in Philadelphia.
Yeah, sure.
Reb Meir Mintz, I think, was originally.
Bittersfeld was where
Bittersfeld was
where yeah, he just sucked it, he thanks you for the cake that you said. Yeah, sure, well, 1993.
You could think that when Sigur won the get with Reb Dov and Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah, Sigur, there was a heart under Rosh Hashiva.
Oh, yeah.
Reb Aaron. And the Alter Rebbetzin, you think that you remember the Alter Rebbetzin and Sarah?
Yeah, Carol Alfred.
He had a
children of gelitten.
Everybody gelitten.
What kind of hose is that?
The kinder from the nachas, from the kinder from the
oh. Yeah.
You still think like that today when you come home from the office. You still remember the Shiva.
Yeah.
And that gives you chizuk to go back tomorrow.
Oh, I've got to put the napkins down, I'm sorry.
It's interesting, yeah, I see. Wait a minute. But what's it? Oh. Lift.
Hello? Schneer? Where are you? 54th and 13th? Okay, so I'm coming to pick you up. All right? Okay, bye. 54th and 13th. Okay. I have to go pick up my son. I'm ready to go.
54th and 13th?
Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Reb Osher?
No.
Anything you want to say, Rebbetzin?
No, they don't want to hear me.
Yes, they do. Don't say that. What would you say? You've been a partner with Reb Osher from the very beginning. What do you give me your last for the camera for officially for the history? What do you say about the last 50?
I thank God for giving me this chus to be one of Lakewood and to be married to Osher, who is part of Lakewood, and I'm very proud of him.
She always say the Yeshiva is first.
Rosh Hashiva and the Rebbetzin always come before me. Yeah. It's still that way.
Still that way.
Baruch Hashem.
It's a big schus that you had, both of you together, to work so many years for the yeshiva. It's a big schus.
Kanayin harofim.
For the
Ken
Yerbo. Ken Yerbo. Weiter. Zayin Beide Gesund. Bis Meir Be'esem Shana.
Amen. Amen.
Weil er hat gesagt, euer Schwachim macht sich immer teurer. Wir lernen allein, doch lernen allein, mit der zu sich kommen zu Fumkeit und aussehen.
I saw that in the Shir Reb Schneer also.
Yeah.
That same on Hagga, yeah. When there was sometimes a Bacher, I remember there was a Bacher came from Eretz Yisrael, and he was playing a Yamakin, and he says, Zachary Saba, but he was very good at learning, and the Oilem with them in Gechepert.
Yeah.
And they even went into Reshiva, they said, Medafan Reizvafan, because... And this is a
yeah.
She says, as long as he's learning, be at learning. At the Kabbalah from Taten, as I learned, as at learning, David should help him as he'll straighten out.
I used to hear that from Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah. This is literally the rare duty holder is very important.
What is it?
It's very important.
Yeah, are you want to give him a copy?
No.
There's no. You have a photocopy machine here in that?
No.
What is that? Why is that important?
Was it the?
It's a list of the starters.
The starter from White Plains.
The list of the starters.
Yeah.
Could you read it? Could you read the list?
Most.
Could you just read it for me?
This is the Meister as say. A fromm Schreiber, you know a fromm, you knew yes. Mortre Schreiber. You
yes.
A fromm Schreiber is his father.
Yeah.
A fromm Schreiber und Esther. Nee, es seien gewesen, the people who took care in White Plains of the Bochum. And they had a house.
The Mordechai Schreiber that lives in Lakewood.
Yeah.
His father, you're talking about?
Yes.
His father was the one who took care.
Yes.
Is he still alive? This
yeah,
he took care.
They both
yeah. He and his wife
took care of White Plains.
Of White
the Bochum.
Bochum. They prepared the meals and everything what needed they could do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a names of Bochum who ate by a fromm Schreiber.
He lived in White Plains, Avraham Schreiber.
Yes,
they
yes.
ate by him.
Yes, yes.
Could you read the list?
Yeah. This is Manus Moore. Manus Moore was a Bocher from England.
Mm-hmm.
It's Israel Bergstein, Hessel Kaplan, Judah Davis, Israel Spinner, David Hershkowitz. Yeah, Israel Kanarik and Osher Katz.
There's some names on the back if they're not on the front. Maybe they are.
And does it the
this list?
Yeah, and does it the from Lakewood? Yeah, the
this is the list from Lakewood, the first.
Yeah, it's from White Plains.
This is from White Plains. From from Lakewood?
From Lakewood. No, that's something else. But Lakewood says a Pesach Kohn and Moshe Eisenman and Heschel Genauer and Yitzchok.
Hoffman. Is that Hoffman?
Oh, yeah, Yitzchok Hoffman, yeah. Heschel Kaplan, Israel Kanarek, Osher Katz. Cecil Lewowitz, Shmuel Scheinberg, Jankel Weisberg,
Nassel Wachtvogel,
Motra Jaffe, and the vergessen, the vergessen, wie heißt der? Der
who from that list is still alive? Who is still alive from that list?
Huh?
Just a few.
Who are they? Jankel Weisberg.
Yankel Weisberg, Zugezun,
Heschel Kaplan,
Heschel Kaplan, Heschel Kaplan is in Israel, Zugezun,
and some of these Lvovitz,
Zugezun,
yeah, and Label Ispi, I forget
the name. He's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what this is. Finish it, T.
Thank you very much.